Hey, welcome to the Austinaut Podcast, your source for all things Austin. I'm your host, Eric Hyland, and with me as always is my partner in life and my best friend, Brittany.
Hey, Austin. Welcome to our 5-star rated podcast on iTunes. Thank you for joining us every week.
It's a one-take deal, folks. You never really know what you're going
to
get.
But we love to have fun, and we're always looking to help get the word out about the very best that Austin and the surrounding area has to offer.
This Saturday, also known as tomorrow, is a special day. A day where we remember the tragic events of a year ago, and we celebrate the rediscovery of a local treasure.
We are talking about a very special event that's taking place at Bastrop State Park, and it's free from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September the 1st.
About a year ago, a devastating fire ripped through Bastrop State Park. It was a devastating blow for the state parks, and many firefighters, volunteer firefighters, Good Samaritan volunteers, and emergency management officials risked their lives to do what they could do to contain that fire.
It was a horrific tragedy, and over 96% of the park was burned by the fire, leaving only around 100 acres of the almost 6,000-acre park unscathed.
The park was closed on September 4th, 2011 due to the fire, and it didn't reopen until December 2nd of last year.
But a remarkable campaign began in 2012, this year, to restore the forest within a 30-year time frame by replacing over 4 million burned trees and other conservation and replenishment efforts.
During the fire, the firefighters worked tirelessly to save historic cabins and facilities that were constructed there in the 1930s, and they did a really incredible job.
Yeah, the park is still recovering from the fire, but most trails, campsites, and facilities have already been reopened to the public.
So tomorrow, Bastrop State Park is opening itself up to the public for free, and they're hosting a special event, and there's going to be a ton of things to do.
You'll actually be able to meet some of the brave firefighters who helped defend the park and see the fire trucks and equipment that they used in their heroic effort.
Also, you'll be able to see artifacts that they recovered in the fire, hear stories firsthand, and learn about volunteer opportunities where you too can make a difference in helping the forest recover.
They're going to be having live demonstrations of all kinds of things, including how to make a toad abode.
You don't even know what a toad abode is, do you?
I'm not really sure, but it's really fun to say, toad abode. And it sounds like a lot of fun to make, and I think it has something to do with frogs.
You can crack me up, Brett. Do you want to make a toad abode?
Well, to be completely honest, I don't really know what it is. But, I mean, I have a guess.
That's all right, Britt, because I have done my homework.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Now, check this out. So, we're talking about Bufo houstonensis. Houstonensis. Wait, Bufo houstonensis.
Oh, wow. Every time you say you've done your homework, you come up with these outlandish things. Is that even a word?
No, I'm for real. Look, back in the day, there was this guy, John Watrick, who worked with another guy, Otis Sanders, way back in like 1953, and they heard this unique trill of a toad, and they tracked it down.
So this guy was sitting on his porch, heard a toad, and decided to track it down.
Yep.
Only in Texas.
Only in Texas, Brett. So after tracking down this toad, these two guys realized that all their years in Texas, they had never seen one of these critters before.
Okay, first of all, you said critters, and are you telling a long-winded joke?
No, Brett, this is for real.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, so they teamed up with this zoology professor from the University of Texas, a guy named Clark Hubbs, to figure it all out. And together, they actually discovered that it was a rare and endangered species that hadn't been cataloged yet.
Honestly?
Yeah, and ultimately, they got the little guy included in the Endangered Species Act of 1973, and he was called the Watching Toad, after John, the guy who tracked him down from his porch. And he's commonly called the Houston Toad, but his cool and uber scientific name is Bufo houstonensis.
Wow.
Say it, Brittany. It's good. Bufo houstonensis.
Bufo houstonensis.
You did it. Wasn't that fun?
It was certainly fascinating, Eric. But what does that have to do with rediscovering Bastrop State Park?
Okay, so get this. So Bastrop County is a critical habitat for this endangered species. Actually, one of the few places in the entire world where they make their home, and the fire was devastating to them. So, simply put, they may not survive.
So the toad abode demonstrations are to save this little guy. That's important.
Yeah, it really is. And for those going to the event tomorrow, you'll actually get to meet Ambassador Houston Toads himself.
Sounds like fun. But there's even more that's going on tomorrow at Bastrop State Park, right?
There is. And we'll be talking about that and more as soon as we return from this quick sponsor announcement. Cue the sponsor music, Britt.
Do, 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 do. Hopefully you're enjoying our Trademark One Take podcast. We love doing it every week.
We are looking for local area businesses who would like to sponsor our podcast and our blog.
The Austinaut is like a family, a really huge one.
And each day we interact with thousands of people who are in Austin and the surrounding area.
We're already reaching the audience your business wants to reach, and we're much more affordable than traditional advertising.
So we hope you'll consider advertising with us.
If you're interested, it's really easy to do. Just go to austinaut.com and click on the Advertise With Us link on the right side of the page.
And we'd love to hear from you, and our sponsors are what keep us discovering Austin.
A big thank you to our current sponsors, Weird Coupons, Austin Craft Riot, Vital Skincare, Connection, and American Bingo.
Bingo.
All right, let's get back to the show.
All right. So besides meeting a firefighter, checking out artifacts were discovering the fire,
right,
hearing stories of the heroes who saved the park from the heroes themselves, checking out the fire trucks, making your own tote boat for Bufo Houstonensis, the park's going to have also 3 guided hikes tomorrow.
Okay, and the hikes start at 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m., and 3 p.m.
And make sure you bring a camera.
Also know that Bastrop State Park provides opportunities for backpacking, camping, picnicking, fishing, canoeing, swimming, golfing, wildlife viewing, hiking, and more.
I think it's safe to say that they're open, Brittany.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the park also rents canoes and barbecue pits, too.
They do also participate in the Tackle Loaner Program, where you can borrow fishing rods, reels, and tackle boxes with hooks, sinkers, and all the stuff you need.
And it's free to borrow the fishing equipment, and you don't even need a fishing license to fish within the boundaries of a state park. So that pretty much rocks.
It sounds like it's going to be a great time tomorrow.
Oh, and I need to mention the Friends of the Lost Pines State Parks. This is a group that was organized to assist in the promotion and operation of Bastrop State Park as a fundraising and service group.
Okay.
And so their goal for is to exist to help to fund projects and raise awareness, like Bufo Houstonensis.
Gotcha.
And we're going to have a link to the Lost Pines folks on our site at the Austinaut.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and I hope our listeners take a shot to head out to Bastrop State Park tomorrow. Remember, it's free from 1 to 4 p.m.
And it's less than 40 miles from Austin on 290 East. Take you about an hour to get there.
I know that everyone gets into their routines on the weekend, but why not do something special and memorable and pack a lunch and head on out there?
Make sure you thank the firefighters when you do go out there and meet them. They really work tirelessly and risk their lives. And from the Austinaut, we thank you, firefighters, and appreciate you very, very much.
We really do. Okay, Eric, what else have we got?
Wow. Well, next week we're going to be sharing a story about a barbecue joint that we found with a very interesting backstory. We'll be talking about a very cool trip, I felt like a little kid, like a field trip,
yeah,
to Kong Screen Printing. This is a one-take podcast, right?
Absolutely.
Kong Screen Printing, where we got a lesson on how screen printing works.
It was so fun.
It was a lot of fun. And we'll be talking about a new app for your phone that is just for folks here in Austin. Very, very unique to mm-hmm. folks here in Austin, and we'll be sharing about one of the most unique art exhibits in the entire city.
All that and more next week on the Austinaut. It seems like there's never a shortage of fun activities here in Austin. If you have an event or something that you think we need to know about, just go to austinaut.com and use the invite link at the very top left of the page.
And until next week, we hope you'll keep discovering Austin with us on our blog at austinaut.com. Remember, this weekend is also opening weekend for the UT Longhorns.
Welcome.
We'll be there.
We will be there. And we're also on Facebook at facebook.com/TheAustinaut. And if you use Twitter, you can find us at TheAustinaut.
Tweet us. Hey, that wraps up our podcast. Any last words, Brett?
See you soon. Do, 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 do.